All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Peter Hawley. He is the CEO of Fabled Copper. And Peter, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so you put out a news release sort of giving a bit of an update on what's going on at your Muskwa Copper Project in Northern BC. And I know you've been very busy and the team has on the ground. So give me some thoughts on some of the things that you've been doing.
Last year was kind of a, you know, fact checking on everything. And today or this year is much more focused. So there's basically 10 disciplines going on. So one is, for an example, prospecting. That's ongoing the whole time. Two, mapping and sampling, and of course, all the GIS points to go with that. There's reconnaissance, ground geophysics ongoing. There's revamping entrances to old mines. There's underground LIDAR surveys going on. There's, you know, there's a lot, very busy time.
Yeah. And just so people understand that, like, you know, this property is large and we'll talk about you adding to it in just a second. But again, this is the kind of field work that you have to do to sort of, you know, sort of chronologically get set for where you want to head next. And that's obviously drilling. So can you talk a little bit about the work that you do now and how that leads towards eventually getting to a drill program?
Yeah. One of the main focuses this year is to actually set the stage for trying to take historical data, which contain resources or reserves or whatever, and put them in today's world of 43-101 compliant. And so, you know, the underground LIDAR surveys that we're doing will duplicate, you know, all the maps and plans that we have showing that, yes, they do exist. Same with the sample database will reproduce a certain percentage that, yes, this works and everything else. And where that leads to, Steve, is finally the drilling. And we already have the drill collars picked up. We've applied in March for a 45 drill hole permit, which would be good for 5 years. And in July, we were given notification by the inspector of mines for permitting of posting the bond, of which we did. And now the inspector of mines has been in consultation with the Fort Nelson First Nations, and we're just waiting on them to, you know, sign on the line type of thing. But yeah, that'll be the final part of the putting everything into a context of 43-101, Steve. So, you know, a lot of money was spent there historically, and we're trying to do it, and we have a lot of toys that we can use.
Absolutely. And just lastly, I want to ask you, I mentioned that you've increased your land package now. It's up to 254 hectares. So it's a large piece of property for sure, Peter. Why increase it? What were you looking at that decided you that you thought is a good idea to do?
You know, while I was there, we were lucky enough to find something, and it was right on the border of our property, to tell you the truth. And it's striking off of our property. So you can electronically stake in British Columbia. So as soon as I can get to an internet, we grab some more ground.
That's the key. If you see it, you got to get it. That's for sure. Right. Peter, thanks so much. I know you're super busy. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to talking again real soon, especially as we head towards getting the drills in the ground for sure.
Okay. Excellent, Steve. And be well.
Yeah, you as well. There's Peter Hawley, the CEO of Fabled Copper.